Meta has just announced a major breakthrough in user safety. They're deploying advanced AI models designed to automatically detect underage users on platforms like Instagram and Facebook.
And this isn't just about reading text or looking at post captions. It's going straight to the photos. The system is analyzing physical attributes, specifically things like height and bone structure.
Exactly. It scans facial features and skeletal cues. It's based on the biological reality that growth plates and bone structures change as a person matures.
Meta is training machine learning models on massive datasets of bone progression. The goal is to determine if a user is a minor based on these biological markers.
Currently, this system is live in select countries, but Meta is working toward a global rollout.
That phased approach is smart. It gives engineers time to refine accuracy rates and address any legal or ethical concerns before expanding worldwide.
The heart of this is child protection. Social media platforms are under intense scrutiny right now regarding the safety of minors online.
Right. By automating this detection, Meta hopes to prevent children from being exposed to harmful content, predatory behavior, or cyberbullying.
It also helps enforce age restrictions, which is crucial for maintaining a safe digital environment.
Historically, platforms have relied on self-reported birth dates or manual verification. We all know those often fail because users can easily lie about their age.
Shifting to biometric analysis attempts to close that significant loophole. But it does raise some serious questions about privacy and surveillance.
It's true. Analyzing physical features like height and bone structure from a single image feels like an intrusion into biometric data.
Users are aware their personal info is collected, but few expect their bodies to be analyzed for age verification purposes.
There's also the accuracy factor to consider. AI models can misinterpret data, especially if lighting is poor, if someone is wearing glasses, or if the photo angle is tricky.
A false positive could flag a child incorrectly, potentially affecting their ability to use the platform. And a false negative leaves a minor unprotected.
That is a delicate balance between safety and accuracy. Meta is currently navigating that during this rollout phase.
This is part of a larger trend where AI is taking over complex moderation tasks. From detecting deepfakes to identifying hate speech, it's becoming the first line of defense.
However, as these systems get more sophisticated, they become harder to regulate. This bone structure analysis represents a real technological leap.
It moves beyond simple facial recognition to a deeper understanding of human anatomy via AI. It suggests the technology is becoming robust enough to process subtle details previously ignored.
As this matures, we might see similar implementations elsewhere, though local laws on biometric data will play a huge role in how widely it's adopted.
For users, this means privacy settings might need to evolve again. Simply posting a photo might not be enough to remain anonymous.
It signals a shift in how platforms view liability. By automating age detection, they're positioning themselves as taking a proactive stance on safety.
That could be a strategic move to build trust with parents and regulators. As Meta continues to roll this out, the conversation will likely shift from how well does it work to what happens when it fails.
The industry will watch closely to see how other major tech companies respond. Will they adopt similar measures to comply with global safety standards?
Or will there be pushback from privacy advocates arguing that biometric age verification is an overreach?
In the end, the goal remains consistent: creating a safer digital space for everyone, especially the most vulnerable members of society, the children.
Whether this AI tool achieves that balance remains to be seen. but it is undoubtedly a significant milestone in the evolution of social media safety mechanisms.